Hello and welcome to Dear Kev on Stage, the show where I give you the best, worst advice on the planet. If you want to submit a question, please do so at dearkev@kevonstage.com. You don't have to worry. All people are anonymous. I'll never read your name on the air. Let's get ready for our first question. Shall we, Joshua?
We shall.
Dear Kev, I have a question. Please don't say my name. Don't worry. I'm trying to stay married, so I married an amazing guy. We decided to honor God and not have sex until after marriage. On our wedding night, I found out that I'd married a centimeter Peter. You got that right. My husband has a Vienna sausage in his drawers. But I'm in it for life now. It's a life sentence. So I have a couple of questions. One, can I get some enhancements online? Two, how do I offer these without hurting his feelings? Three, can I ask him about getting a brother husband? How can I ease into this conversation? The first thing you need to do to bless your husband is to pray and use this song as your background. Increase. Bless me indeed. Bless your husband indeed. Enlarge his territory. He wants an eggplant, but he has a door stopper. Pray the prayer of Jabez. He needs some increase. Bless him indeed. Thank you, Donna Lawrence and the Tri-City Singers. Here's the short answer. No pun intended. There's nothing he can do about this little micro penis. Okay? But as they say, it's not the size of the boat, but it's the motion in the ocean. What you've got to do is make sure you're satisfied first. That way, it doesn't matter what he does with his little cashew. Okay? If he makes sure you see the promised land, it doesn't really matter. Okay? You got to teach him how you like to be pleasured. Because obviously, you know, with his situation, he's not going to be before you long. You know, some people, hey, they got that. They got that much. Just a little lighter flick. They just got a little flicky flicker. And that's, hey, what can he do? You can't really ease into that conversation like, hey, babe, did you see that episode of Shark Tank? By the way, your penis is tiny. Is there anything we can do about it? At the end of the day, you just want to see the promised land. If you get there, you'll be happy. So teach him how you like to be pleased. Make sure you go first. That way, when he's in there, you know, rummaging around in the old garage, you don't really care what he's doing. It's cute. You're like, oh, look at him just motoring around. He's a little flippity flip, deep, 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 deep. Be careful not to use baby voices when you guys take a shower together. You're like, oh, look at the little pumpkin. Look at the baby pee-pee. Look at the weenie. Look at the weenie. You pretend it's big. See, you got to have faith. The Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Okay, behind that little penis is a big penis. You just gotta believe in it. You gotta speak softly to it. You pull his pants down and you snuggle up to it and you say, hey, I believe in you, little weenie. You can be a big weenie one day. Come on. And you water it like a plant, make sure it gets enough sunlight. There's no way to offer that suggestion without hurting his feelings. You know how much of our psyche and our ego is tied to the size of our wiener? Too much. But as you get older, you realize if she's happy, I'm happy. So teach him the other ways around that little push pop, a little baby push pop. But you don't disrespect that little peony, okay? You treat him like the man he is. I would not recommend getting a brother husband, because what if that guy has a smaller weenie? Now you're cheating on little weenie with little weenie. All right, you don't want to be that person. And I commend you for saying you're going to stick to it with marriage. I can't imagine that first night. You know, y'all been celibate, you've been trusting in the Lord, and it's go time, and he pulls that pants down, and you're like, ah, what is that? Why is it like that? You just come from swimming? Well, how long you been swimming? Years? Decade? Why are your weenies that little? I'm not laughing. I saw an old episode of The Office. You remember the one where they had the fire drill? Oh, that was so funny. Is the ink dry on that marriage license? Because, you hate to see it. you hate to see it. But people love Vienna sausages. You know how many Vienna sausages are at baby showers? I go to baby showers all over the land. They're all Vienna sausage. People laugh and joke like, oh, y'all got Vienna sausages. But when you look around, people be like, let me get a little piece of this little sausage, man. People don't want to get full all the time. Sometimes you just want a little snack, a little morsel. You just want, I don't want a full bratwurst. I don't want a chili dog. I don't want a foot long. I just ate a little bit. Let me just get a little Vienna sausage, three or four of the little ones in the barbecue. All right. So that's your answer. I'm sorry. I'm not laughing at his penis size. It's just that you said he had a centimeter peanut. I am laughing. This is why you're anonymous. He'll never know. Oh, boy. Teach him how to go down on the subway and you'll be fine. Okay. Let's continue. Dear Kev, my best friend of 20 years is 30 years old and is trying to be a professional rapper and has been since we were kids. He has a steady job, pays all his bills, but puts all his spare time and money into his dream of rapping, which doesn't bother me, even though I believe he is trash. Last week, his son and daughter, which are my godchildren, confided in me and told me that he spends little to no time with them because he's always in the studio. Normally, I say never give up on your dream, but now I need to tell him he needs to hang it up and spend time with his kids, but I don't know how to do so without hurting his feelings or pride. Need help. Okay, I'm going to give you some advice, and this is devious. Okay, what you got to do is believe in his career wholeheartedly. Okay, become his biggest cheerleader, become his manager, start setting up some shows for him, then let people boo him and they'll do your dirty work for you. Take some of your money, take his worst song that he thinks is fire. Okay, make a lyric video for it, put it on YouTube, submit it to Worldstar. Let the comments destroy him. Get a little more money. Invest in a music video. Shoot that music video. Put it out. And let the internet do your job for you. Like, you know, man, you are fire. I love the way you rap offbeat, man. You and Blueface are really changing the game. Let's get you some shows. Start a hashtag. Let people on Twitter do your dirty work for you. If he's 30, 40 years old, still believing in his rap career, I guarantee you he's quoting 2 Chainz. Everybody's like, man, 2 Chainz was almost 40 when he made it. Okay, that's not you, though. Okay? Print out a mixtape. Not print out, but, you know, put up some SoundCloud links. Make a whole bunch of fake accounts. You trash him in the comments just to get it going. Okay? Then send him the thing like, yo, you getting a lot of engagement on your thing. I haven't had time to read the comments. Get in there and check it out. And then just have the worst comments ever and let the internet destroy his confidence. The internet will destroy the confidence of somebody who's good. So you best believe somebody who's trash are going to do his job. And you never know. He might end up like Blueface and then he'll be famous and rich and you'll be the one that believed in him. Either way you win. He either stops because of your nefarious work or he gets rich and you get 10% of his earnings. Okay. Get the kids in on it. Tell them to pass it around to their friends. Kids love the trash stuff on the internet. Okay, that's your plan. Get back to me with results. Next question. Also from, this one's from 6 Brown Chicks. I only started dating him because his wife had cancer and I figured she'd be gone permanently. She got surgery, chemo, etc. 3 years later, she's still around and thriving. They're taking vacations and I'm getting weak texts. Advice. Hashtag, he promised a ring. This is what you get. You deserve weak text. How dare you, you evil villain. My advice is that karma has come for you and there's nothing you can do about it. You married him. You messed around with him because you thought his wife would die. And now you're sad she's yet alive. And you need advice. Seek therapy is the advice. I just watched an episode of Seinfeld where they were playing the wait-out game, Jerry and Elaine, waiting for a couple they knew to get divorced. And it didn't work out because that's evil. It was funny, though. But it's evil. And you're evil. You deserve The worst. I hope they have plenty of children. I hope she lives to be 160 and you never get married. He promised a ring. He lied to you and you deserved it. This one's from the email box. Hey, Kev, love your shows. I've got this one's from the email box. Hey, Kev, I love your shows. I've got a dilemma that popped up on me 3 days ago. I've settled that he'll live a dogless existence from here on out because it felt like myself anyway. I don't know what that is. Let me start over. Got this one in the email box. Dear Kev at KevOnStage.com. Everybody's anonymous. Hey, Kev, love your shows. I've got a dilemma. I met my ex on vacation, and we had this long 6-month distance relationship going on. I'd say it went well compared to a previous one. He broke up with me via text after I called him 6 times, and he confessed he had broken our 2-week engagement with another female. I'm more concerned with staying on the Netflix account. I smacked him once at a family get-together, and it was all over the family radar, like across the country. Should I expose him as a lying cheat? Because we all know he wanted that good that he wasn't going to get from me, but blamed it on long distance, yet he was going to visit in the coming week. Advice. Netflix is only $11. I don't understand why people go through so many hoops to stay on Netflix like it's $60, $70. Netflix is $11. 14 if you need 4 screens. Are times that hard that you're willing to stay in a terrible relationship for free Netflix? It's $11. $11. You domestically abused this gentleman and then were surprised that he broke his promise. Or did you do that afterwards? Women don't get in trouble for smacking men up as much as men do. WNBA players, I don't know if you know this, Josh. A lot of WNBA players have domestic violence. They be beating their partners up, and it doesn't really fly across the radar. Brittany Griner. She's beat some people up. I've watched a couple of, in the last month or two, it's like 3-4 cases. Have that hit your timeline? Mm-hmm. Women be smacking people. I knew this dude in Washington. He was a very small man. You know, he was probably 5'1", 140 pounds. And his wife was a bigger woman. She used to beat him up, like a lot, push him around, grab his ear. Everybody knew he was getting abused. And people laughed at him. I didn't laugh. Chuckle at best. Why is it funny when a man gets beat up by a woman, but not? I mean, it's domestic abuse is wrong, is what I'm saying. It's wrong with both people do it. Here's my answer. Yes, expose him. And then take up Ubering and just take enough rides to get $11 a month. You don't have to do it professionally. You don't have to do it full time. Just do enough rides to get $12, $15. Matter of fact, you can Uber, take a weekend and Uber to where you can pay your Netflix for a year. You need $200-$300. And then you don't have to worry about staying in bad relationships just for Netflix. Dear Kev, I had a 3-year affair with my old pastor when I was younger. Yes, the relationship was consensual, but there was a vast amount of manipulation. He was in his mid-40s, and I was in my early 20s, and a virgin. He was my first sexual partner. Even though the relationship has been over a year, and I moved on, I still think I should tell his wife. I have reason to believe that he's having a relationship with another young member who is an adult, but I believe he's being manipulated. Advice. Listen, absolutely tell the wife, and here's how you do it. The next time they have testimony service, you use it as an opportunity to tell the story of how God delivered you. Oh my, and don't release who it is until the last second. You know, I've been a Delilah. I've been sleeping with married men, and I was young, and this has just been wearing on my heart. And the pastor gonna be like, oh snap. And the rest of the church is going to be like, take your time, baby. And you're going to be like, you know what? I met this older man, and I knew it was wrong. And God just convicted my heart. And I know I shouldn't have done what I did. And I want to say today that God has healed me from my sinful nature. He has delivered me from a spirit of adultery. and I'm free from my relationship with Pastor. Now, Pastor, are you free? And he's going to be like, amen, God bless you, God bless you. Listen, God bless you, amen. I don't know, the enemy's in the camp, amen. I don't know what to say about it. I don't know what this woman is talking about. Yes, tell him in front of the whole world. If y'all don't have testimony service, call it. Guys, I got something I just got to share. I got a feeling everything's going to be all right. Hey, I got a feeling. Then stop and say, Pastor, that was you, wasn't it? The man in my life. Now, here's the thing now. It seems that you could be doing this because you're upset about he's moved on and doing something else. Question your motives now. Are you doing this because you just got to get it off your chest? Are you doing it because he's doing it to someone else? If she's an adult, is she being manipulated or does she want it? Were you manipulated? Why do you want to hurt him now? Question your motives, but by all means, tell the world. Start an email chain. Lead a solo. Tell them all. I don't go to that church. Please don't take any of that advice. Dear Kev, from the email box again, they're filling it up now, Joshie. I'm in a relationship with a wonderful guy whom I love, but the sex is whack. The sex is whack because he can't stay up and he never had once seen a promised land. Despite all that, I'm definitely willing to deal with whack sex forever because I sincerely love him and want to be his wife. However, I'm a firm believer that you are single until you're betrothed. My boyfriend has given me permission to have a hall pass, as he's aware that he doesn't satisfy me sexually. However, he doesn't know I'm using it. The hall pass came with stipulations such as use protection, no oral sex, and he doesn't want to know or feel like I'm stepping out. The last stipulation for the hall pass we agreed is that when we're engaged, I'll stop having sex with the other guy. I've been having sex with another guy for a few months now because I've been faithful to my man for 2.5 years with the whack sex. And he's not yet solidified the deal with me by buying a ring and proposing. With all that being said, I'm trying to figure out if I'm really in love with him because I feel like if I was, I wouldn't need to step out. Do you think I'm being foolish by wanting to marry a man who is not pleasing me sexually? I just think he's taking too long with the proposal. I want to be his wife. I love him. I really don't want to step out on him with the other guy, but I can't deny myself anymore waiting for him. I figured since he gave me permission, I'm in the clear. But it's still weird. I think I'm going crazy. That made me crazy. P.S. The relationship with the other guy is strictly sexual, and he knows that I'm in a committed relationship. He respects that and is working well. And it's working well. Also, he helps my confidence because he's able to reach the promised land. Whew. Hall passes never work. And I'm going to tell you why. Because both sides never get to use them equally. It's always one person that wants the hall pass or the open relationship, and it's the other person who's just doing it because, hey, man, if that's what it takes to keep you. Whack sex can be changed. Sex is like any other thing in a relationship. It can be built. It can be taught. It can be nurtured. Of course, you're just going there, a new person. You don't know what you're doing. You're just all blah, 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 blah. Oh, was that the right one? I don't know. It's a square peg in a round hole. Years of this. 5 years. You gotta slow down and say, hey, listen. I don't want the whack sex. You don't have to say the whack sex. Here's what you do. Once you get married, because I want to advocate for the fornication and sin, you say, hey, I like this. I don't like that. Most people who love each other, it's our heart to please. I want to please. I want to be pleased. You got to let people know, hey, I like when you do this. I don't like when you do that. Or let's try this. Or I was reading this in a book, or I saw this in a Cosmopolitan article. I wanted to give this a shot. I tend to like this type of sex. We've been doing this too much. Enough. Ya basta. That's enough in Spanish. You say, listen, can we try a couple of things? I've been married 15 years. Never had whack sex, but I've had considerably better and better and better sex because it gets better over time. When you talk about it, if you're just going to accept the whack sex is whack, it's going to stay whack forever. I don't think you're going to have a happy relationship if you have to have another person to fill that type of need. Some of the best parts about sex with the same person in a committed relationship is freedom, trust, confidence, love, security. There's so much good stuff that comes with that freedom from disease. You know, get tested regularly if you're just having sex with each other. All those things add to the benefit. You just have the side sex guy. I mean, come on, man. That's just a jackhammer. He's looking for any road to pave. There's no love here. So my answer is that. Whack sex can be worked out. It can be taught. Doesn't have to always be whack. There's hope on the horizon. All right, last one from the email box. Dear Kev at kevonstage.com. Remember, everybody stays anonymous. Please submit your questions. It'll keep the show going. Dear Kev, I met this guy a few months ago. Lo and behold, I found out he did 7 years in the pen. He's a sweet guy and all, but I can't get past him doing it in the butt or him being done in the butt. 7 years is a long time to not be getting any sex. No pee in the vagina. Hey, they use my term. I talked over my concerns and he told me he fought a lot while he was in there to protect his assets. Parentheses, the booty. And he basically said he had conjugal visits with women at times and with whomever he was dealing with. He's super interested in me, and I think he's all right, but I'm just not sure if he's the one and I'm supposed to settle. We also talked about getting tested, and he says he's been clean, but he's down for going to get together. What should I do, my brother? You mean to tell me you asked this man straight up, have you been done in the butt? Or did you do the butt? Did you do some butt sex? You was in jail, y'all doing the butt. First of all, you got to get tested off the rip. There's all types of diseases. So that's a no. Whatever you do with him, get tested together, solo, whatever. And I go together so you know he can't be faking the funk and giving you a Photoshop result. Because they got Photoshop. You can fill out a PDF with anything. There's programs. You can download the form, fill out any way. I don't just trust it. You got to go pick them up together. Open the official envelope from the sex doctors. You know, I've never been tested for STDs. Never had any. Been with the same woman since I was 16, but I don't even know what that's like. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't. You should go and get tested with him. Basically, you're asking, could you be with someone who might have been gay at a time? I think that's a question you have to ask for yourself. If you're going to kiss him and the image of butt sex keeps popping in your mind, it's going to be difficult to love. You're like, doggone butt sex in my eyes again. Did you do the butt sex? I told you no. Are you sure? I saw a lot of episodes of Oz. Did you get butt sexed? I need to know. If you can't let the past be the past, there was a whole arc on Insecure about this, how black men especially, they're not allowed to be explorative with their sexuality. Women are allowed to be like, I kissed a girl in college. Katy Perry had a whole song about it. I kissed a girl and I like, but that was just a phase. Men can't just have a phase. You kiss a man, you're gay forever. In the eyes of society, you got to ask yourself if that's important to you, how important it is. I can't answer that for you. Only you can decide if butt sex or potential butt sex is too much for you. That's all the time we have for today. This podcast will be out on all podcast outlets in September. So make sure to subscribe to that if you want to listen while you're at work or commuting. If you want to submit questions, hit me up, dearkev@kevonstage.com. Everybody remains anonymous. And if there's nothing else, we'll see you next week.